Welcome to POP, the sermon podcast for Peace Lutheran Church in Gahanna, with Pastors Doug Warburton and Tony Katko.
I'm Scott Henderson. As Tony mentioned, I'm a retired pastor, retired just 2 years ago. And when I retired, my wife and I moved here to Gahanna, and we became members of Peace. And I am actually very excited to be a member of Peace and thrilled to be up here before you today. This is actually the first time since I retired that I've stood before a Sunday morning congregation. So I have my handy cheat sheet right here in my pocket, just in case. So in fact, I'm going to put it in my pocket. It'll be really handy there. Today is Pentecost, and a lot of folks don't know that Pentecost is actually a Jewish holiday. In the time of the apostles, it was a time when they brought the first fruits of the harvest to the temple in Jerusalem for offering. Now, later on, it also became a time to remember Moses receiving the law from God on Mount Sinai. But during the time of the apostles in Acts 2, it was simply a time to bring the harvest to the temple. I shouldn't say simply, because it was a pretty big deal, because that meant it was a pilgrimage holiday. So any able-bodied Jewish male was expected to be at the temple in Jerusalem on Pentecost. That's why we have all of those foreigners in Jerusalem, the Phrygians and Pamphylians, the Medes, the Cretans, and so on. All the folks are gathered in Jerusalem for Pentecost. And the apostles were in Jerusalem for Pentecost. They were in a home there in Jerusalem. And one morning, actually the morning of Pentecost, they were sitting in the room and they heard a wind, a sound of a wind. There was no wind blowing, but they heard this sound of wind. And it was probably a bit startling, but what was even more startling, I would imagine, is the small bits of fire that were in the room around the ceiling. And these bits of fire came down and touched each one of the disciples. Now, I don't know how they felt. I would be scared to death. But once these bits of flame touched the apostles, they received the Holy Spirit. And they began speaking about Jesus Christ to all the foreigners who were there in their own language. And it was astounding, and people were amazed. They were saying, hey, these are Galileans. They could tell because there was actually a Galilean accent. Because these guys are Galileans. How is it that we hear them speaking in our own language? They were amazed. Except in every group, there's always the skeptics. And he said, they're just drunk. And Peter heard that. He was none too pleased. And he stood up, he said, hey, these guys aren't drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what the prophet Joel wrote about. This is what Joel wrote about when he said, in the last days, I will pour my spirit upon my people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men, your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And from that moment on, they went out and preached boldly Jesus Christ. No more sitting around wondering, what are we supposed to do? They had the Holy Spirit. They went out and began proclaiming Jesus Christ into the world. And so, as Pastor Tony mentioned, for a lot of folks, this is the birthday of the church. Because this is when the Holy Spirit entered the apostles and they began the mission which we continue today. And that Holy Spirit, which the apostles received, that same Holy Spirit dwells within each of us. That same Holy Spirit is within us. Every day, strengthening us and comforting us. What I'd really like for you to take away from this message this morning is in Matthew 28, the risen Christ says to his apostles, I am with you always to the end of the age. I am with you always to the end of the age. And he said that to the apostles, and he says it to each one of us. And Jesus is able to do that through the Holy Spirit. because of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is with us every moment of every day. So if you're feeling, maybe you're feeling anxiety, you know, maybe you're feeling, maybe something's coming up that you're nervous about, or, you know, or maybe you're just tired. Maybe life has just been banging at you from left and right and all sides, and you're tired. Well, Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you, and he will strengthen you to get through anything that's coming up in life. Jesus is with you. Or maybe you're feeling guilty about something. Maybe there's some sin of the past, or maybe even of the present. It's weighing heavy on your shoulders, and you're beating yourself up, and you're thinking, how could I have done such a thing? Or how could I have said such a thing? And I think all of us have those times and those moments at one time or another. How could I have done that? I mean, if indeed that is the case, Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you, and in his unconditional love, he's giving you forgiveness. Each of us, he's giving forgiveness and peace and strength. So as you come up to communion this morning, I hope you'll feel that intimate presence of Jesus and him filling you with forgiveness and grace. Or maybe you're like me and you like to look up at the sky at night. I love to look up at the sky, look at the stars and the moon, and see the beauty and wonder of God's immense creation. I love to look at the photographs from the Webb telescope and the Hubble of different galaxies and nebula and all the amazing parts of God's creation. But sometimes, in all honesty, I'll look at that and my brain will kind of shift gears and start thinking, oh my goodness, you know, here's this immense creation. I'm on a planet around a star that's one of 100 billion stars in this galaxy, that's one of 100 billion galaxies, and I'm one person of 7.7 billion on this little planet. And I know sometimes I can start to feel very, very small and very, very insignificant. And if you feel that way, if that's you, Jesus will look you straight in the eye, and he will say, I died for you. I died for you so you can live forever with me. And when I think about that, I think, wow, you know, I am important. You are important. We are not insignificant. Jesus is with us. You know, life is a lot of things. Life is fun. Life is joyful. Life is a blessing. Life gets crazy. Life can be nerve-wracking. Life can be frightening. And wherever you are on that spectrum today, remember, Jesus is with you through the Holy Spirit to celebrate with you or to strengthen you each and every moment of each and every day. Amen.